While a breath of wind is a very small thing, many breaths can fill a sail.
And it's home.
Longcat Media presents.
And if one voice sings and the many join in, then the many will prevail.
The Ballad of Anne and Mary.
Oh, the times be hard and the
Episode 3.
But we live and fight as one.
Boar's Thrust.
And we'll keep our heads when the waves is rough, till our roving days is done. No, till our roving days is done.
From out of the mist, in the moon's ghostly light, a tall silhouette looms into view. A timber-framed skeleton, cloaked all in white. The Revenge and its icy cold crew.
Ghost ship.
That's right, child. And aboard this pale vessel, such monsters reside. The devil made flesh to claim good sailors' lives.
You mean Anne and Mary?
They're the worst of all.
Disgusting.
And they hunger for chaos. They hunger for blood. They hunger for silver and gold. But they hunger the most for your soul.
Oh, there's just scaring the children.
I'm not scared.
Well, you know, they're actually rather nice in real life, Anne and Mary. I know both of them.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. I'm seeing them today.
You're a liar.
Oh, you little shit.
Nathaniel, can you shut up? I'm trying to build an atmosphere.
Sorry.
Excuse me.
Sorry.
Move along.
Listening to this.
Go ahead.
What's your name?
Me. Wren.
Well, little Wren. In the crow's nest of some honest ship stands a child, just like you, keeping watch in the night. And squinting, this child spies a mast in the mist, and a shiver runs down the child's spine. It's the flag this ship flies that has stole this child's breath. For the flag this ship flies is the promise of death. And on that black flag is a skull stark and white. 'Tis Calico Jack, eyes hollow, bones bright. 'Neath that skeletal grin, two weapons of sin. The crossed swords of Anne and Mary.
You'll never take me alive!
Shut up and fight!
Drop my sword.
Pick it up then.
Yes, sir.
Pay attention, Bob. New move. This is known as the Boar's Thrust. Drop to one knee, like so, and push the sword upwards, like a tusk. So, feint, block, drop, thrust. See? Your turn.
Feint, block, drop, and... Sorry, sir.
Bob, what did I tell you? Pull your blows at practice.
I got carried away.
Jesus. Hey, Jack. Reed's getting beaten by a small boy.
Not that small.
Good work, Bob. Keep it up.
Give me your sword.
Yes, miss.
Don't salute me, Robert. This isn't the Navy.
Sorry, miss.
All right. Off you go, Bob.
Yes, miss.
I've been wanting to beat your arse since you got here, Reed.
You want to fight me?
There's no fighting between pirates, remember? This is sparring.
Ha! Steady on.
It's blunt. You'll only bruise. Or maybe break. Have you been avoiding me, Reed?
No.
You sure about that?
You've been here weeks now, we've barely spoken. I draw near and you scuttle away. Don't think I haven't noticed.
I didn't think you wanted me here.
You sure you're not just scared of me?
Oof, you almost got me.
You're not trying hard enough. Don't hold back just because I'm a woman.
I'm not.
Come on, harder, faster.
All right. You asked for it.
Oh, that's more like it. You know, first sword I ever had was a wooden cutlass. Ma gave it to me on my 8th birthday. Loved him ever since.
She gave a sword to a little girl.
I was raised as a boy.
You were? Me too.
Well, obviously. Wait, what do you mean?
Nothing. Come on. Faster! You're good.
You're pretty good yourself. Not good enough, mind.
You think you can take me?
Easily.
I don't fancy your chances. I learn my skills on the battlefields of Europe.
During what? The Hundred Years' War?
Oh, very funny. I'm not that old.
What's that? That sound? Is that the ship falling apart? Oh no, it's just your old bones creaking.
I'm 32.
It's been a hard life. Time to put you out of your misery.
Oh, you little scrout! Getting tired?
No, I'm just relaxed. To be honest, a bit too feckin' easy.
Oh yeah. So what's with all the wheezing? You can give up if you like.
Out of charity, you mean?
You're never off, are you? I've never met anyone like you.
Oh, yeah? So you think all women are the same and I'm the one exception?
No, that's not... I meant that you're uniquely irritating.
Yeah. I know your type. You feckers force us into one mold, don't ya? You trim the edges off until we fit. And nothing makes you start trimming edges off quicker than the moment we display an ounce of grit. And if we wanna keep our edges keen, then we have to run away to bloody sea.
Yeah. Oh, you left an opening.
Oh, my arm. Oh.
Are you hurt?
I think you broke it. Oh.
Let me see.
Oh. No, it's just there.
Boar's thrust.
Killer blow.
You sneaky cow.
Mark Reed's guts spill onto the deck. And Bonnie wins. Who's the greatest pirate of the Caribbean? I am.
I can't believe I fell for that.
You shouldn't have let your guard down.
I never let my guard down.
Here, take my hand. Up you come. Oh, I ripped your shirt. Did I break the skin? Let's look.
No! I'm fine.
Oh.
Please. I need to go sew this up.
Right. Bye then.
Good fight. We'll practice again tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe. Never let your guard down, Reed. Never let your... God down. Anne, wait.
What is it? Back for another drubbing? I can do that.
I want to tell you something.
Go on.
I... You might be surprised.
Will I? I doubt it.
You doubt it?
I know what you're going to say, Reed, but... Go ahead.
I...
Come on, let's have it.
I was born Mary, not Mark.
That's not what I thought you were going to say.
Oh. What do you think I was going to
say? Oh, no, nothing. No, just I thought that you were in love with me.
I have no idea why... Why did
you... It happens a lot. That's all I'm saying, like all the time.
I bet.
But you're not in love with me, I mean, which is totally fine. It's brilliant, in fact. Anything else?
Well, there was the other thing. The Mary thing.
Oh, yeah, Mary. Why do they call a boy Mary?
You know what? Never mind. This is ridiculous. Let's pretend I never said anything. I think that's... Bye now.
Mary.
Wait. Wait, all right. Mary, I get it now.
How about that?
Yeah.
Mary.
Yeah.
Mary.
Maybe don't keep saying it.
Oh.
Call me Reed, as you did before. I haven't changed.
Of course, Reed. So, do you want the others to know?
No, there's no need.
Right. Just me then.
Although, sometimes I think I want them to know. Because if they didn't mind. But they would mind. No, don't tell them. It's too risky.
All right.
Daniel knew. And Daniel loved me.
Yeah.
But the others, if they think they can't trust me, I don't know.
Reed, I don't know either. But I think... No, I really believe that here, on this ship, more than anywhere else, you can be what you want.
Freedom, you can start again. The dogmas and laws of the land, they count for naught on board the Revenge. So many risks we have to take for a life that's not a sham. But it's worth it. Yes, it's worth it. 'Cause we live the lives we make, and the fates don't give a damn if we live or die. So for now, let's try to live.
What would it be like to be free?
The freest that you'll ever get to be.
From a life that would have me bound in spurious acceptability.
We don't this do this
is
for
the life
the
that I've had. Through other scenes, I'd have them
living outside of the norm.
But oh, what would it be like?
We do this to tell our story as it truly is.
I could breathe.
Oh, the times be hard and the times be tough on the land and the great white sea. But it truly is such sweet revenge to be sailing bold and free. Oh, to be sailing bold and free.
And when there is less corruption on a pirate ship than there is in the Houses of Parliament, something has to change. Would that our ministers sought to exercise dominion not over others, but over themselves. From your humble servant, Captain Charles Johnson. There. What did you think? It's possibly the most seditious letter ever printed in Miss Weekly. And hundreds, nay, thousands of people are reading it over their morning kippers right now. Reed, you've left half your bun. Come now, you must eat.
My teeth are loose.
Here, dip it in the ale.
Stop fussing.
I'm on strict instructions to fuss. But when I finally told Anne how ill you'd been, you should have heard her.
I did. Scared the last of the fever out of me.
And what about the powders and healing herbs? Have you been taking them?
Oh, yes, Mother.
Oh, you do look better. Good God, they're making a racket today. I shall let Vonnie know the roses are returning to your cheeks.
Anne will say I'm more fawn than rose.
True enough.
More prick than flower.
What? Is that Bonnie?
Missed. That letter you read, the one from...
Oh, Captain Charles Johnson. What did you think?
I think there is no Captain Charles Johnson. I think you wrote it.
How did you know that?
Bit obvious, mate.
No, it's not. You're just clever.
Why are you writing letters to your own newspaper?
Because then I can say what I like. If there's no proof I wrote it, they can't punish me, can they?
But it's your newspaper. You chose to print it.
Well, yes, but...
What did it say again? King George is a cruel, ill-bred...
Uneducated old tyrant. Yes.
Missed, you tit.
What? Well, the public seem to like it. It's selling very well.
Yeah, everyone loves a rebel. They love to see him swing, too.
No, Reed, no. Stop that right now.
What?
Don't tell me how to do my job.
I'm not. I'm just saying it's extremely reckless.
I will not be scolded about recklessness by a bloody pirate.
Oh yeah? Why not? Behold the consequences of recklessness. Is this what you want, Mist? Is it? Look. Look at the sores the chains have rubbed. Look at my bloody teeth.
No, you look at this. This newspaper that I am proud of for the first time in a long time. I've been a scared goose, Reed. A scared goose sitting on the fence, giving forth silly, pointless prattle.
There's an image.
Miss Weekly had become just another society rag, because they made me forget who I am. They got in my head. I can no longer fathom why I had ever risked my liberty. Because what on earth could be worth that?
What on earth are you talking about?
Oh, the fines. They did their damage. The pillory was a special kind of humiliation. But 3 times I had been held within these walls for libel. For truth. And that stripped me down to my bones.
You were a prisoner. Here. You never told me that.
I fell ill here too. Like you did. I didn't tell you because I looked at you and Bonnie, trapped in filth, dying by inches, and I felt disgust.
So why come at all, if we disgust you?
Money, at first. I couldn't say no to that. Curiosity, of course. But eventually it was because it was returning me to myself. Your stories were. You were.
You underestimate yourself, Mist. You don't need our help to be a pain in the arse.
No, I suppose not.
I hope it's worth it.
I believe it is. The press is powerful. And though I am one man, it can start with one voice. Because another will join in, and another, until it's so loud that people start to really listen to what you're saying.
You! Out! Now!
No, it's not time!
Clear off, Scrappy!
You, shut up! And you, you're the one that gave her the pencil!
Pencil?
She just stabbed a punter with it! Lads! Get in here!
Pencil?
Where are they?
Do you mean Anne? Well, Anne stabbed someone with a pencil.
Gregory! Peters!
She wouldn't stab someone without good reason. Punter, was it? Been whoring her out, have you?
What do you want, Scrappy?
Took your time. This one. Take him outside.
If you touch me.
Sorry about this, sir. Nothing personal.
Get off!
You have to leave now, sir.
Stop calling him sir!
You can't treat me like this.
So you keep saying. Except I heard things about you, Mist, from that fella who pays me to let you in. Not exactly squeaky clean, are ya?
Why would Barnett tell you anything?
Barnett? Do you mean Jonathan Barnett?
Oh, yeah. Didn't you know, love? This one's in cahoots with the pirate hunter.
Nathaniel, what the hell is this?
I wouldn't say cahoots. He's my employer.
Your employer? You work for him.
Take him.
Unhand me at once.
I've had enough of this. Shut him up, Harry.
Coming up. Shall we chuck him in the river?
Reed's giving me a better idea. Let's take him to Captain Barney.
And it's home in our sea foam.
And we won't be still till there's treasure in our hands and we're rich as rich can be.
And a roving we will go. Oh, the times be hard and the times be tough, but for now we'll say.
Oh, Bob, you're not going to do the whole song, are you? Fennec, don't encourage him. All right, Bob, very good.
I've been sick in my mouth.
I think you've had enough for tonight.
Come on, Thomas, you know it's true.
Oh, no. I'm not sure about that.
Thomas, Barnett! Come hear me do the burping song!
That's enough, lad. Sit down.
Why is the deck spinning?
What are you lads gabbing about?
Don't ask, Dobbin.
No, I'll say it. We were discussing how Calico Jack is, well, he's henpecked.
Come off it.
I'm sorry, but it's true. Oh,
shut your hole, Barnett.
Come now, Fennec. Can a man speak freely?
Yeah, and we're free to say you're talking shit.
I'm sure others agree with me.
You've not been on the Revenge long, Barnett, but there's ways to air grievances, and this ain't it.
All right. Calm down. I was only saying...
I won't hear Jack maligned. I'm going to bed.
Good night, Fennec.
Jack's been kind to me. I like him.
Of course you do, Bob. Jack's a lovely man. But is that what we need from a captain?
Think how many more ships we could be taking. Everyone we let slip is a prize that we're forsaking. We could be aiming so much higher if Jack would only show a little more fire. But no, he says, too risky. Smaller vessels only.
That's just good sense. Erring on the side of caution, nothing wrong with that. Any rage you sail away from is a win. And not every bloody pirate wants to doom himself to swing.
I won't. I'm gonna die at the end of a sword. The pointy end.
Well, I plan to retire. And soon.
Like Henry Avery, you mean?
Oh, I know about Avery. King of the pirates. Do you think the crown will pass to Captain Jack?
Hardly.
No, lad.
Henry Avery attacked a convoy of 25.
25 ships in one go?
Aye. In a flash, he became the richest pirate alive.
Cool. We should do that.
And the Navy never caught him. It was freedom that his boldness bought him. Did a few big raids and then got out the game. Can you give me any reason why we shouldn't do the same? We should be seizing the moment, grasping nettles, stoking fires. One or two big ships and we'll all be rich, and the Dobbin here can retire. We have to carpe the diem, proper targets, proper games. If we shoot for the top, for the cream of the crop, then we'll never have to work again.
Maybe we should. Our last chair was bloody peanuts.
That's what I've been saying. We'll keep taking these tiny ships, and with every one, we up the odds of getting caught. I hate to say it, but Jack's putting us all in danger.
Never thought of it like that.
And you know why, don't you? Female influence! That's what's dampened his fire and rubbed away his manhood. And we all know there's a lot of femininity on this ship. They say a woman on board's bad luck. And we've doubled the unluckiness for Captain Jack to...
Aye, aye, Captain Crackers. Put your claws away.
Reed! Buddy!
Oh, don't call them over.
Come here, me do the burp song.
Christ, lad, give it a rest.
Oh, and put her down. She's getting angry.
But she loves her mummy, don't you?
Ow!
Serves you right. Fudge over, Bob.
Reed, Ryan was just saying Jack's going to get us killed.
Let's see a drink, ladies.
What's that about Jack?
Oh, nothing.
He said Jack's going to get us killed and we should attack 25 ships at once and then get rich and then disappear.
Not exactly what I said.
Not far off.
You've been talking about Avery, then? Avery was lucky, that's all.
It wasn't just luck. He was vicious.
He'd torture people for information. Murder, rape.
Nothing was too much for Avery.
Well, nobody's perfect. But regardless, his strategy worked.
His strategy involved torture and rape. Or maybe you didn't hear that part.
All I'm saying
I think
is...
you've said enough.
Don't you tell me what to do, Mary.
I told you to call me Reed, not Mary. Everyone else seems to manage. Strange, you can't.
See? You can't stop yourself telling me what...
That's enough. Unless you want to repeat everything to Jack.
Don't need to, do I? I'm sure you'll tell him everything.
Don't push it, Barnett.
I'm entitled to an opinion. These two want to tattle. They're the ones causing trouble, not me. We were having fun till they arrived.
Fine. We'll leave. Come on, Reed.
Yes. Trot along, Mary. Time to spread your legs in the captain's cabin.
You've got a death wish, Barnett.
If truth is death, kill me, Mary.
Don't tempt me.
And what truth might you be speaking?
the one that everyone knows. And Mary, Captain's favourite, the crossed sword. We all know he's given you more than your fair share, and I'm not just talking about his length. Every man aboard complains of meager profits. A stranger to of you, say nothing of it. He'll be skimming off the top for himself as well, no doubt.
So we're thieves, are we? As well as whores. Anyone else think that?
No. Hey?
No,
I don't think
anything like that.
Oh, you bullied them into that.
He's planting seeds, sowing doubt. I wonder why. Want to be captain yourself, do you?
We deserve more. That's all I'm saying. We deserve a chance to be pirates. Don't you want to be rich, Thomas, Bob?
Well, yeah.
Chance would be a fine thing.
Of course you do. But if that's ever going to happen, we're going to have to get rid of Rackham. Any one of us would do a better job, especially me. We have to seize the moment, bring the weakness to an end. We will take what we lack when we get rid of Jack, and we finally act like men. And though it pains me to betray him, Jack is weak and we're weak if we obey him. If we stay on this course, we'll be handing our balls to a couple of...
What? A couple of what?
To a couple of whores and their pimp!
Right. I've had enough.
Reed, don't.
Put your weapons away, both of you.
Stop it!
Reed!
Reed!
Yes, it is!
My face, you bitch! You bitch!
You're lucky that's all I did.
We're not supposed to fight.
There's so much blood. You cut me!
Take it as a warning.
Wait till Jack hears about this.
Oh, have some dignity, mate.
Jack won't have any choice. He'll have to punish you. His favourite. The captain has to uphold the rules or surrender his right to be captain.
Wait, Barnett, please. Don't.
Too late, whore! Do you know what the penalty is for attacking another pirate?
Hold up there, matey.
Get off me!
Calm down. Just getting a closer look, that's all. Ooh, that's a nasty-looking cut. Look, everyone! Barnett slipped and hurt himself.
What?
Oh, no, Barnett. Oh, no.
So clumsy when you're drunk, mate. Lucky you didn't fall overboard.
No.
Oh, I get it.
No, everyone saw what happened. Bob, you saw it.
Yeah, I did. Bit accident prone, ain't you?
Bob!
Bit of advice, Barnett. It'd be good for your health if you left the ship tonight. See that dinghy? Take it and get out of here.
We're 2 days from shore.
I do as he says, fella.
You're a bunch of hypocrites. You and your precious rules. You only follow them when it suits you.
You know, if we followed the rules right now, you were encouraging mutiny. What's the penalty for that again? Oh, yeah. Much worse than a cut on the cheek. Still want to tell Jack?
I was just talking. It wasn't mutiny.
We're giving you a way out.
Take it before our mercy runs dry.
I will leave, and I'll be glad to. And one day soon, you'll all hang, and the world will be a better place for it. What are you looking at?
How am I going to explain this one to Jack?
This isn't the end of it. He won't stop here.
Hey, what's Barnett doing with that dinghy?
I don't bloody believe
it. He's not even waiting until everyone's gone to sleep.
For crying out loud. Come on, Thomas, Bob. We'll have to distract the others while Barnett takes the dinghy.
I've got an idea. Hey, fellas!
Other sailors yearn for the pleasure of the land, but a pirate loves the sea. And it's all me hearty ho.
I never trusted him, but I never thought. What are you doing?
What does it look like? I'm going to shoot him while he escapes.
What? You can't do that!
He'll come after us. He knows where we dock. He knows our routes, our plans for the next raid.
It's not how we do things. He won't bother us again. He's no threat.
I hurt his pride.
He's vindictive.
He has no honour, but we do.
We can't risk it.
Everything we do is risk. And we don't murder our crewmates. That's not who we are.
Who we are? You think you know me, Anne? But I lived a whole life before I got here. Do you think I never got my hands dirty?
The past doesn't matter, then. You can start again here. Please, Reed. I don't want you to be that.
Anne. I won't try too hard to hit him. Deal? Deal.
No! No deal!
Barnett's stealing the dinghy! Don't worry, lads. I'll get him.
Reed.
You missed! Try again!
The Ballad of Anne and Mary is written by Lindsay Sharman and directed by Lindsay Sharman and Lawrence Owen. Music, sound design and editing by Lawrence Owen. Stay tuned until after the credits to hear the crew of The Revenge sing the shanty in full. For information on upcoming episodes and our other series, visit longcatmedia.com or follow us on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram at longcatmedia. And also at Ballad Anne Mary on Twitter. In this episode, Christina Bianco was Anne Bonny, Suze Kempner was Mary Reed, Carl Queensborough was Nathaniel Mist, Legato Chocolat was Captain Jack Rackham, John Henry Fall was Jonathan Barnett, Carol Stennett was Bess the Ballad Singer, Hayley Evanett was Bob and Wren, Lawrence Owen was Dobbin, Turnkey Peters and additional voices, James Ducker was Turnkey Scrapby, Ivan Wilkinson was Thomas and Turnkey Gregory, Dominic Brewer was Fennec, and Boomer was the ship's cat, Captain Crackles. Further additional voices by Lindsay Sharman. And yes, for this episode, we credited Lindsay after the cat. Artwork by Rebecca Pitt. This podcast was supported using funding from Arts Council England, the UEA's Enterprise Scheme, and our Ko-fi patrons. If you'd like to help us make future series, then visit our Ko-fi page at ko-fi.com/longcatmedia. We really appreciate all your support.
Other sailors yearn for the pleasure of the land, but a pirate loves the sea.
And it's hoary hearty-ho!
And we won't be still till there's treasure in our hands and we're rich as rich can be.
And a-roving we will go. Oh, the times be hard and the times be tough, but for now we'll sail and sing. And we won't bow down till our time is up, and we dance for the pleasure of the king. Oh, till we dance for the pleasure of the king.
We once were bound by unjust laws and the whims of cruel men.
And it's hoary hearty foe.
But now we sail for our own reward and we'll do so till our end.
And a roving we will go. Oh, the times be hard and the times be tough on the land and the great white sea. But it truly is such sweet revenge to be sailing bold and free. Oh, to be sailing bold and free.
While a breath of wind is a very small thing, many breaths can fill a sail.
And it's hoary hearty ho.
And if one voice sings and the many join in, then the many will prevail.
And a roving we will go. Oh, the times be hard and the times be tough, but we live and fight as one. And we'll keep our heads when the waves is rough, till our roving days is done. No, till our roving days is done.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
This is I reporting. He's at the Lao Chang restaurant, Changchun, northeastern China. It's spring 1997. Once it started, I'll leave him in Ming's hands. That's a joke. Ming doesn't have hands.
And what do you do exactly, besides dance with strangers?
I work for the postal service.
You're a postman.
Weird, right?
Miss Cloutier, what is it?
It's just a bit strange. A letter for me from Hong Kong. And there's no stamp.
I need stamps to write a dead person?
Yep, there's a cost.
How much?
A pound. A pound of flesh. A pound of you?
It seems like a lot.
Lift up your shirt!
What's that?
Just hold this tube over your stomach. We are done that.
Ow!
Yeah, this is gonna hurt.
What?
Nothing!
The very worst thing that could possibly happen.
Sara, please write back. If your letter can find me here, then I think we have a lot to talk about. Saludos. Raul.
The very worst thing that could possibly happen. An audio drama in 9 parts, produced by Wolf of the Door Studios. Out now. For more information, please visit WLFDR.com.